Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Radio Shack podcast, where today, on the agenda, we have a story. It says here that a black woman's violent arrest at Alabama Waffle House was justified, police say. Now, I'm not sure what this is about, because, I mean, there were two stories about something happening at Waffle House, like a shooting. Now there's a racist arrest, I guess. This is by Matthew Hagg. It was written on April 24th. So, let's see. It says, an Alabama police department said Monday that three white people officers who threw a black woman onto the floor of a Waffle House during an arrest on Sunday threatened to break her arm, place a hand in her throat, and expose her breast had acted appropriately. Well, that's stupid. Honestly, I'm saying right now, that is not appropriate. That is just idiotic. Alright, well, it says the officers from the Saraland Park Police Department were sharply criticized after a cell phone video of the confrontation was posted on Facebook, with some calling them racist and overly aggressive. The footage starts with one of the officers standing over the woman, Jakecia Clemens, and trying to place her right arm behind her back as he sits in a chair. The video then skips ahead, picking up as two officers grab Miss Clemens' arm and shoulders and toss her onto the restaurant floor. "What are you doing?" Miss Clemens yells at the officers as they try to bend her arms behind her back. "About to break her arm, that's what I'm about to do," an officer replies. During the scuffle, Miss Clemens' shuffle shirt comes undone, exposing her breast in the middle of the restaurant, where she's handcuffed. An officer turns to her friend, Kenia Adams, who is recording the video, and says, "You want to come fix her clothes?" Okay, well, I don't even think that I want to read this anymore. I'm just going to read the end of the article. Wait, hold on. There's an important part here. It says, "I don't feel like she was treated fairly," her mother, Chiquita Clemens Howard, said at an NAACP meeting on Sunday evening. "I want to get justice for my daughter." Well, my opinion on this is the fact that, yes, they were being racist. Even the fact that a normal arrest on a... Let's think a few seconds. If this were on a white-colored person, do you think it would have ended a bit differently? I think so. Because this was racist, because they had no justification to do that. And even the fact that he said, "I'm going to break her arm," that just makes it worse. Especially since someone's recording it. And it says she was charged with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. Miss Adams was not arrested. Cannot be reached for comment on Tuesday. Miss Clemens Howard, who told the Alabama News Media that she was speaking on her daughter's behalf, did not return a call seeking comment. So, after the Starbucks arrest, the Philadelphia police chief apologized, as did Starbucks chief executive. The company announced it would shut down 8,000 stores in the United States for a day next month for racial bias training. The arrest in Saraland, Alabama, and not drawn the same reaction from Waffle House. Oh, gosh. Oh, okay, this just gets freaking worse. Okay, so they have some evidence from two security cameras. It says, and then when one called, the worker said her manager had asked him to call because two women and men acting drunk and disorderly had arrived with alcohol and were refusing to go away. The security footage had no audio but showed Miss Clemens, 25, and Miss Adams, 26, pointing and yelling at employees. Sorry. At a news conference on Monday, Detective Brian Mims said the women were cursing and threatening them. And then, let's read the end of the article. Detective Mims said Monday that the waitress following Waffle House policy to charge customers for plasticware if they plan to dine at the restaurant. The company spokesman did not immediately answer an email seeking comment about it. plastic, that's plastic wear policy. So, I'm not sure if she was arrested or not. I'm sure not. She was not arrested. So, there's definitely no arrest made during this case. Honestly, in my opinion, that was not justice by police. That was complete racism. If it were on a white female, do you think that would have ended differently? Honestly, this world needs to change, man. I can't even... Wow. Literally, I only read half of this, and I already skipped a few. Now I'm reading it again, just to be sure. It's like, gosh. That is just messed up. Anyways, on to our music. Well, here's a good one for you. It says, former WWE superstar appears to wrestle away GOP nomination in Tennessee mayoral race. I'm going to read it. This seems... And it's Kane. Glenn Jacobs, the former WWE superstar known as Kane, appeared to have won a mayoral primary race in Tennessee on Tuesday. Jacobs, 51, was leading Brad Sanders by 17 votes in the bid to represent the Republican Party in the race for Knox County Mayor. Knox News reported Jacobs was leading 14,663 to 14,616. With 100% of the persons reporting. The former professional wrestler declared victory in a tweet thanking everyone who helped his campaign with the Republican primary. Thanks to everyone who helped him win his historic victory, to people who cast a ballot for me, my great team, my wonderful volunteers, looking forward to victory in the general election. And this was today, Glenn Jacobs. And then thanks to everyone who helped win this historic victory, to people who cast a ballot for me. Wait, they just... Come on. Fox News, you just posted the same line twice in the article. Come on. Oh, gosh, that's funny. Fox News. Yeah. Anyways, Jacob's campaign is a far cry from his WWE days, wrestling under the moniker King, a monstrous abomination that seems to have been extracted directly from childhood nightmares, according to his WWE bio. The former champ is running on keeping taxes low, focusing on quality education, job creation, improved infrastructure, and limited government. Jacobs is hardly the first WWE superstar to take a run in politics. Jesse Ventura served as governor of Minnesota from 1999 to 2003, Jesse the Body Ventura. Former ECW competitor Terrence Guerin, known commonly as Rhino, ran from the Michigan House of Representatives in 2016. As a Republican, but lost in the general election by more than 8,000 votes, according to WXYZ-TV. It appears Jacobs will be battling Democrat Linda Haney in the mayoral race, according to Knox News. The county's general election is set for August 2nd. So, if you want to see the election for Glenn Jacobs, also known as Kane, it will be on August 2nd. Right? June, July, August 2nd. Wow. That's pretty cool, man. Good job. You know who is also, there's been rumors about The Rock running for president. What do you guys think of that? I would love that. I'd vote for him. So anyways, that was it for 7 a.m. show. We'll see you all next time. We're going to play some music for you. And I hope you enjoyed. Have a good day. And also, see anything recorded. Anything that can be used in a case. Just like our story today. Don't be afraid to stand up for what you believe in. You can do anything you put your mind to, as long as you believe that you can. Thank you for watching, and with your support, the Radio Shack podcast will go greater over time. Thank you.